Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've seen something interesting online, and I thought, I feel like we might have all had a version of this happen to us, whether it's with us, maybe if you've got kids, it's happened with them, or maybe this happened with your parents on you. Story about a dad in the UK, he's laying down the law, Jess.
Oh.
Said, no, this is not on.
Dad's mad.
Telling his partner, his friends, and his extended family, he doesn't want his son to have a nickname ever.
What do you mean?
He's like, we named him his name.
Oh.
Why would we call it anything
else? This is the thing. You've got to anticipate what your son or daughter might be called.
Mm.
That's why you don't pick certain names, because you don't want certain nicknames, right?
His child's name is Daniel.
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 Dan. Danny.
Yep. Danny boy.
Sure.
Danny O. D. There's lots of different options there. But apparently, his son's two. Daniel feels too old to be called Danny.
Right.
But Danny, I feel like Danny's Danny's a nice, he's like a soft, gentle guy.
Yeah, I feel like you can be called Danny anytime. It's like how my close family and friends call me Jesse.
Jesse.
And like, I'm 33. Like, I'm probably too old to be a Jesse.
Yeah.
But like all of my young cousins, like they couldn't say Jessica growing up. So they would say Jesse.
Hmm. Well, you're probably the only person that calls me Timmy.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Really? I thought Timmy was just your nickname.
No, Tim is actually my nickname.
That's fair.
Tim's not my real name. Timothy is, though. But I feel like, especially when it's with like parents protecting the name, they're like, well...
Is there any names that you wouldn't want your son Jack to be called?
Yugoslavia.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yugoslavia is one, just for me.
Just off the top of my head. Don't remember anyone calling him Yugoslavia. That would be disrespectful.
My unborn child, Yugoslavia. Yeah, but short, we'll call him Hugo for sure. No one needs to know. It's not your kid. You sent me a birthday message for my son on Wednesday for his first birthday. He said, happy birthday, little Yugoslavia.
We love you very much. It was a very heartfelt message. I really need to rewrite your card now.
Yeah, that'll go down well at the birthday party tomorrow. But I think, I don't know, maybe... But it depends. He's still becoming his own little personality. I think Jacko at the moment, he doesn't seem like a Jacko.
I feel like on your little birthday post you guys posted, a lot of little Jack.
Jack is a big one. My wife and I call him Bug.
Oh, right.
A little bit. Probably less now, but when he was just born.
When he looked like a tiny little bug.
Yeah. Call him Bug. And sometimes I call him Bug or Buggy.
Yeah.
But it's just Jack. Jack, but I don't think I'd ever be like, don't call him that.
Right.
Unless it was Yugoslavia. I'd probably that's where the foot goes down. 5223295 Was it your nickname, or was it maybe your parents or maybe your kids where people call them a nickname and you're very firm? You go, that's not their name.
Right.
Their name is Jessica. It's not Jessie. If we wanted a girl named Jessie, we would have called her Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because... I know, but some names are given. Like, how many Matthews are rocking around as Matthews?
Yeah, not many.
To be fair, my cousin Matthew, he is a Matthew.
Does he insist on Matthew?
Well, he doesn't insist. I think it's because maybe it was insisted by his parents growing up that everyone was like, well, it's Matthew. It's never Matt. Hearing him being called Matt would ruin Christmas.
Right.
It would be very, very weird. 5223295 Do you hate your nickname or the nickname that people are giving someone in your family? Azza from Grovedale, is it yourself or is it your son who you don't like nicknames for?
My son. So his name's Bailey.
Okay.
And his mum started this thing where she's calling him Bae.
Bae?
I'm like, no. And his name's Bailey. Don't be calling him Bailey. We're not some American, yeah. Oh, honey, you know, his name's Bailey. Do not call him that.
Bailey Bay.
Would you call him Baz?
Baz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple of his friends have called him Bazza.
Mm.
Well, you've got Azza and Bazza.
Azza and Bazza.
Yeah, nice.
Shazza.
Yeah. He can have a kid. Call him Kazza.
Oh, God, if he has kids, I'm going to be in trouble.
All right, well... we will never refer to your son Bailey as Bay. Mark our words,
never.
That is a promise. Tamara from Grovedale also. Tamara, is this a nickname for yourself that you hated?
myself.
It was for yourself.
Tamara, this one hits a bit close to home, doesn't it?
It's not very nice, that's for sure.
Okay, what was the nickname that you didn't like?
Well, I was called Chippy, and I'm not a carpenter.
Okay, Chippy. Tamara, I'm not making the link from Tamara to Chippy.
I've got small, kind of fat fingers, so my friend called me Chipolata Sausage Fingers, otherwise known as Chippy.
Shorten it from Chipolata Sausage, because Chipolata Sausage Fingers is a longer nickname than Tamara.
Yeah, I got Chippy.
Something Chippy, you probably don't know about, Tim and I, we've been friends for, like, we've been on the show together for, like, 8 years.
Yeah.
And early on, I realised that Tim is in your camp. He also has little Chipolata fingers.
Tiny little fingies.
And we called him Sausage Fingers Bulch for, like, a few good netball seasons.
It was Frankfurt, because they're small and sausages. And then I got Frankie. So Tamara.
It sounds like the name might change to Chippy.
Yeah, well, it could. It's Frankie and Chippy. I'm just having a chat here.
I forgot we called you Frankie.
All right. Well, Tamara, bullying back then wasn't okay, and it isn't okay now. So generations are continuing.
Should I change Tamara's name in our phone to Chippy? Is that?
I'll change yours to something else, but we're not going to be able to say it on air. It's K-Rock.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, how often are you at the cinemas going to see a movie?
I've been to one movie in the last 12 months.
Okay, so not often.
But I used to love going to the cinemas. Yeah. Since my son's been born, it does seem like the worst thing to bring up after I'm away at work all day, to be like, you know what? Daddy feels like ducking out for a film for the cinema. Before I met my wife.
Yeah.
I would go to the movies by myself all the time. Love it.
Is there anything better than going to the movies by yourself?
Underrated.
It hits differently, doesn't it? I do love going to the cinemas quite a fair bit. Are you the kind of person that will buy snacks at the cinemas or bring snacks in or both?
I'll eat beforehand and maybe get a soft drink. I'll definitely get a water, but I might get a soft drink alongside it. And then if I'm feeling absolutely wild and it's just been payday... Daddy's having a great night out. A chalk top.
Wow. Then
I'll wear white to the movies because I'm an idiot. And the top of the chalk top falls on my top 100% of the time. I don't know what's wrong with me. It just keeps happening. But that's it. I'm not a big popcorn guy.
Right.
So I'll avoid that.
A family has had, a group of cinema goers in New Zealand have had the cops called on them.
The popo.
Because they have brought in outside food to the cinemas.
I thought it's like a no hot food rule. I think you're allowed to bring in outside food and drink, but it's just no hot food.
This pair of mums ignored 5 signs advertising that outside food ban was on when they went to see a movie with some of their kids. They were apparently asked by a staff member to leave because they were caught with the outside food.
Right.
And saying that the police would be called because they've broken the rule of food. And the mum said they had no right to make them and their kids cry.
Well, I remember when I was a teenager, my best mate and I, what we would do is we would get the bus to the cinema because it was a bit away, and we would go to the shopping centre beforehand, the Safeway, near the shop, and we would get a not cold 2-litre bottle of soft drink.
Stunning.
So it was like 70 cents for that, which is wild. And then we'd get a big packet, most likely, of sour cream and onion.
You see, half
chips.
The fun of going to the cinemas is hiding the stuff, right? Like me and my
husband. I never had to hide it.
Me and my husband, we will go to the cinemas. I always pre-book our tickets. I pre-book the snacks. So we go and we pick up our snacks. But I have my handbag.
Yeah, because you're a girl.
And in my handbag, I have a couple of extra drinks. We have a little spot that I found where they sell $1 cans of soft drink. So we have extra soft drink when our little drinks run out.
Yeah, often when I see the cinema soft drink sizes, I go, geez, they're really stinging you on that. It's barely 5 litres.
And then I'll always buy like a little bag of chockies to put in our popcorn, right? And the thrill is hiding it.
I think that...
You know, I put it in my coat jacket.
At least in Australia.
Or I put it down my husband's pants.
I'm pretty sure... Well, that's not a caramello. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Okay.
I think, from what I understand, at least in Australian cinemas, I could be totally wrong. I think you've been smuggling these in for no reason. I'm pretty sure it's totally fine.
Do you think so?
I'm pretty sure it's a no hot food rule.
5223 2955. We'd love to hear from someone who A, works at a cinemas.
Or has worked.
Or do you do this? Do you hide stuff like me and these lovely ladies from New Zealand who are just trying to go to the movies with their kids?
Right. I would love to know someone like, oh yeah, I'm taking a cooked chook.
Yeah, what's the weird stuff you've brought in? I've done a KFC box meal before.
Oh, that's hot food, Jess.
And it does smell. It was really hard to hide.
Yeah, all right.
It was hard to hide. haven't done that for a while.
All right. Give us a call. We'd love to know all about it.
Kirby from Brimley, you've given us a call. You do take outside food into the cinemas?
Yeah, look, I'm not making a bank, you know, in this economy for $16 for a damn popcorn, two large drinks for me and my kid. I'm a single mum and I have no qualms about taking a reusable bag with my food in every single time. I can't remember the last time that I bought food from one of the cinemas.
I feel like the cinema popcorn just hits differently though. Like if I was, I'd buy drinks and bring them in, but like to bring in outside popcorn.
I'm pretty sure there's an extra thing they put on popcorn in the cinemas that gives it that.
What's it called?
I'm not sure.
Butter?
Well, no, it's like salt? It's like a special salt or something. Oh, I remember
so
looking into
good.
It. But okay, can't.
Sorry,
it's not what we're talking about. But Kirby, have you ever been pulled up for bringing in outside food? Like, are you hiding it, or are you just walking in, going, "Yep, these."
I'm walking in with a different bag, mate, and I haven't been pulled up at either Geelong or Warren Ponds, and it's never. It's all it is just chips. A drink and like lollies. That's
I think
you
haven't been pulled up because I think it's okay.
What is the weirdest thing you've been able to pull a fast one on?
No, it's never been anything weird. It's just stuff that they sell anyway. So
right, okay.
Like I don't try and bring in like takeaway food that's hot or anything else like that or alcohol because I know that most people would just be like, "Why are you doing that?" It's just normal stuff, like normal packeted stuff.
Okay. Maybe what we need to do, Tim,
no.
is take an entire birthday cake
no.
to the cinemas, walk in, and just test the theory. I'll just hold it. I'll hold
again,
it out.
As long, again,
and I'll just have two forks on top so it looks like we're going to eat it in the cinemas, and we just see if they let us in.
Again, you're not listening. I'm pretty sure it's just hot food. They would let that in.
All right, let's bring a HSP snack pack.
Okay,
then.
All right. Well, Kirby, I'm starting to lose Jess, so we're just gonna swiftly.
I just
move
think we
on.
need to do this.
You know
for
what?
Cinema.
That sounds like a
and
Jess,
for science.
That sounds like a Jess exclusive excursion, and I'm looking forward
or
to
it
hearing
sounds
the
like
report back.
Daddy Tim going to the movies on a work day.
Daddy's listening. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, I've seen something online, and I think. Remember how we spoke about the Alphabet song yesterday?
Yes.
And you just don't like change.
It hurt my
and
feelings.
That they've changed it.
Hey, a bunch of people in the office were talking about it today, saying how disgusting
it
was.
Yeah, I saw you were catching up with the boomers at lunch. It was nice. It was nice that you caught up with it. But change is something that, I guess, across generations, it's a lot easier because certain generations grow up with certain things or without certain things, so you only have what you know and what's available to you. There is a huge sign, again, like these signs that, oh, you're such a millennial. And whatever, it is what it is. There is something that apparently you will be wearing on a night out that will make you scream, "I'm a millennial."
Oh, God, I'm probably ticking this box.
I assume so. You're probably like
not
prime,
that I go out all the time anymore. But
you're primal millennial. Like
oh,
you're
absolutely.
Like, oh, how nostalgic was that?
Okay.
I loved style aerobics. Oh man, how good was the Rugrats? Like the Veronicas, they're the best.
Oh, you've nailed me in person.
Oh, what's
100%.
Sky up to from Neighbours? Okay. Oh, I'm a millennial.
I love Stephanie McIntosh. You get her name out of your mouth.
Apparently, it's a dead giveaway that you are over the age of 30 and you wouldn't be seen dead if you're wearing high heels out and you're a lady at a nightclub.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm firmly with the Gen Zers on this.
All right.
Thank God they came along and we stopped having to wear heels on a night out.
Well, there's a lot of conversation going both ways. So I had a feeling because I've... we've back in our younger years, yeah. Jess, you and I used to hit the town, and I always found it interesting. You used to, you know, have a couple of cordials, have some lemonades with some friends. And I always found it very interesting that I could just walk in with a t-shirt, jeans, and my Converse or my Vollies, and like you would just look so much better.
Wasn't always the case though. Like, guys used to have to dress up too.
Well, in America, it's very like you got to have dress shoes and dress pants and but all these things.
I have vivid, and people my age, like in your early 30s, you would have vivid memories. Mid-30s,
sorry. Can I just correct you on that?
I'm 33.
Yeah, you're in your mid-30s.
Early 30s. Next year, I'll be mid-30s.
Top end of the early 30s.
You'll probably remember calling your mates and being like, where are we headed tonight? What's the dress code? Because it would be, you'd have to dress for where you were. You grew up in the country, so you wouldn't know.
It's not the country. It's just not the city.
It was Frankston.
Take that out of your mouth. I had to go to Frankston to the nightclubs because I lived so far away from
the
nightclubs.
But I was going out in the city.
Oh, you're so cool.
We used to have to dress up. You'd have to wear like a certain kind of level of clothing.
If I said to you, I was like, hey, mate, let's go live out the glory days like we were 8 years ago. Let's head to town this weekend. Would you be wearing heels?
No, but I would probably be wearing sandals. And this is that's the other dead giveaway, I think, that they haven't mentioned. That millennials, while not wearing heels, will probably be wearing some sort of sandal.
Right.
Over like a runner. We would never wear like sneakers into a club.
This is what's happening. It's comfort. Apparently COVID had a part with it. It's like, why? We're not wearing heels. I love it, heels.
But I would feel so weird about walking into a club wearing some Nikes.
Apparently heels scream, try hard old person. these are some of the top end comments. And then someone from Gen Z, OMG, I would have hated this when I was in my 20s. The best part of going out was getting all dolled up.
Yeah, it was fun getting like a new outfit every weekend.
You could buy a new outfit every weekend?
Yeah. Cheap ones.
I would financially have still never recovered. I had
no responsibilities. I was still living at home. What are you...
I'm just getting hot in the chest all of a sudden, just thinking about that kind of money. But hey, look, Jess, you're in your mid-30s. It shows. Mm-hmm. You're a classic millennial. Don't be wearing those heels out because you might as well be a boomer.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.